Welcome back to Talking Baseball. My next guest is a five-time All-Star, two-time World Series champion, National League Rookie of the Year in 1982, a Silver Slugger Award also on his table, and also he is the host of Sirius XM Baseball. Let's bring in Steve Sachs. Good day, Steve Sachs. How are you?
Good, Bill. Good to be with you today.
Boy, yesterday's game was full of emotions. It was a roller coaster. It was an awesome game. Tell me what you thought of that game as the game progressed, going through the ninth inning, extra innings. It was full of excitement.
Yeah, it was. You know what? The Dodgers and Giants rivalry is still good. It's still thriving. We love it. And, you know, it's really spanned so many years when you go back to when, especially when they first came out here. I think it even grew larger when it came out to the West Coast. So still love it. Still like to watch these guys. And I loved watching this game yesterday. I mean, Buster Posey, to me, has got to be the comeback player of the year, even though he opted out last year. He didn't play last year, but I'll tell you what, I think that year off really made a big difference to him. He's still electric behind the plate. Got one of the quickest pop times in the National League. He throws the ball right on the bag, and offensively, he's got this new source of power. He's hitting for average. He's hitting well over 300 at 333. And he is really the straw that stirs the drink on this team still. That's one side of it. The other side of it, man, nobody predicted that they'd find lightning in a bottle when they signed Kevin Gausman. This team has just really pitched well. And it's been a kind of spread out throughout the team. But the leadership roles on this team, I think you can look and point to Gausman on the pitching side, and Buster Posey on the offensive side. This team has really come together. Jake McGee has been a nice source in the bullpen. So I just really love what they brought to the table this year.
Well, that was great news right there, because I tell you what, Giant fans, both those players, Gausman and Posey, have just lit up this side with the orange and black. And, you know, a couple players are coming back in the Dodgers lineup today. Cody Bellinger and Zach McKinstry was taken off the IL. Tell me what you think these two players are going to go to this offense.
Well, McKinstry is a guy that can, you know, kind of he's like a Swiss Army knife. He can go anywhere and do a lot of different things. So he's kind of like a nice fit on this team because he can plug a lot of holes. Bellinger brings to the table kind of what Mookie Betts, who's off to kind of a slow start this year. But Bellinger is really going to add a sense of kind of lift everybody up. You know, he's a guy that's got unbelievable talent. When you talk about the talents of Mookie Betts, if you kind of parse out the things he does, how he runs and throws and all those different things, I think if you compare these two guys, Bellinger probably even has more all-around athleticism. When you talk about a guy that can absolutely fly, has an electric arm in the outfield, and has tremendous power. I think overall Mookie Betts is probably a better hitter. But when you put Bellinger out there, you're talking about enormous upside. I don't think we've seen the ceiling yet for him. And I think getting Bellinger back in this Dodger lineup is really going to take some of that pressure off of Mookie Betts and help everybody out. It's kind of like that thing, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. I think that's kind of what Mookie's going to benefit, you know, when we get Bellinger back in this lineup. So this Dodger lineup is still, you know, we haven't seen the best of that yet.
Steve Sachs joins us on Talking Baseball. A surprise, Albert Pujols was signed by the Dodgers. We saw him last weekend, of course, last night, almost hitting the game-winning home run that Talkman pulled back. His leadership in this clubhouse must be huge, and another good player that the Dodgers have in their back pocket.
Yeah, Bill, I was surprised when they signed him. I had no idea that he was even on the radar for the Dodgers. You know, but I've talked to a couple of guys in the clubhouse, and they said that his presence in that clubhouse is just immense. You know, a lot of the guys look at him as kind of like a father figure. They look at him as one of the greatest of all time. He's a surefire first-time Hall of Famer on the ballot. And he's an enormous presence in that clubhouse. And so he's been a real positive force. I think the Dodgers, after they signed him, won 7 or 8 in a row. They hadn't lost for a week after they signed Albert. So he's had a big influence on this team. I think his starts are going to get a little bit more spotty as they go along. I think when you have Muncy at second and him at first, you're talking about maybe a little bit of a pullback defensively at those two positions. But I think over time you'll see him you know, DH against, you know, the teams in the American League ballpark. I think you'll see him come off the bench. Maybe some spot starts against left-handers. But either way, he's been a positive force on this team and a good pickup for the Dodgers.
Yeah, I want to stay with that Max Muncy thought. I would like to hear your thoughts on him playing second base. You were a great second baseman with the Dodgers. And as well as he's become the Giants' nemesis because he's hitting the ball so well against the Giants. He's got 8 home runs against them. Yeah. And this guy has just been at the right place in the right time. And, boy, he doesn't miss a fastball up at all.
Cool. He doesn't. And kind of not prototypical for a left-hander who really do usually like the ball down in the zone. Muncy likes that ball up in the zone as a left-hander. And he's a guy that's kind of changed up a little bit because, you know, he's got more walks than anybody in the National League. I think times he gets a little bit too selective at the plate. So what I've seen him do over the last couple of weeks, or last 3 weeks really, Bill, is he's kind of expanded the zone a little bit, even though he still gets the walks. He's hammering balls that are on the fringes of the plate now, whereas before he might take that pitch. So I see him, you know, this is, I think, his best. Is he can still hit for a respectable average, about 260, 270, still get a lot of walks, so his on-base percentage is up there. And boy, we all know the power he has, amazing power. This is the guy that got off the scrap heap from the Oakland A's organization, had 5 total home runs in 2 years with Oakland. And the Dodgers got him you know, through a trade, or he was a Rule 5. I can't remember what it was, but they got this guy for basically nothing. And so kudos to the scouting department for the Dodgers for getting Muncy over here. He's been a big force in this lineup.
Steve, ever since Seager has broke his hand, Gavin Lux has just been playing outstanding shortstop, a young athlete that just is starting to form fit in the big leagues. Your impression of him playing shortstop as well as a power hitter deep in this lineup?
Yeah, I mean, it's he's very athletic. You can see he's pretty rangy. I think he's about 6'2", a pretty rangy guy, and he's got some pop at the plate. I like what he's doing at shortstop. I hadn't seen him play short, only second from the time that he came up. But he's like this new age wave, or what do you want to call it, of middle infielders, Bill, that can play second, they can play short. They're bigger, they're stronger, faster. They can hit the ball out of the ballpark. It's not like when you and I played where a lot of the guys were, you know, smaller kind of guys that could pick it, that could, you know, hit 250 and bunt and hit behind the runners and stuff. These guys are dominant forces in the lineup. They're punishers. I mean, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark and pretty rangy on defense, too.
Well, starting on the mound for the Dodgers today is Julio Urías, 7-1 with a 3.03. His walks to strikeouts, 7 walks to 70 strikeouts. He's pitching so consistent this year. Again, I'd love to hear your impression of why this guy is on fire.
He is super smooth. I mean, all the way around. Maybe that should be his nickname. This guy, we saw him last year in postseason. Remember, Bill, where he pitched and shut down 2 games? Yep. At the end of postseason, so we know that he's got that ice water in his veins where he can go, you know, and when the game's on the line to be a reliever and shut things down. As a starter, we've seen, you know, him expand the game a little bit because he was always a guy that they coddled a bit, you know, because of his injuries at a young age. He's 23, 24 years old. He seems like he's been here a decade already, but he's still very young. He's got a really smooth 95, 96 up in the zone. His secondary stuff has become much, much better, a lot snappier than what we've seen when he first came up. His curveball and slider kind of just rolled up there. Now he's added a changeup to it and a real snappy type of a curveball. So you're looking at a guy that's really coming full circle. They're kind of letting the leash off a little bit and let him go deeper into games, and it's really paid off for him. You see the strikeout ratio, as you mentioned, 70 to 7, 10 to 1. Just absolutely amazing what this young man has done.
Steve, you were a style master when you played. When you wore that Dodger uniform, you were always looking good. I got to ask you a quick question about our boy Bueller and Lux wearing these tight pants. It kind of looks
tight,
like Lululemon pants. Tell me a little bit about what are they wearing out there?
I don't know. I think they jumped off a 2-story building to get in them. I mean, those things are. I thought our pants were tight, Bill, but these things are like painted on there. You know what? It's good that they got the bodies that they can wear them. But you know, I thought the style. You know, it's still there a little bit. I guess you could say where they've gone more of the baggy look. You know, you see some of the players looking at that 1955 style of uniform, yeah. But boy, these guys have gone retro. These guys have gone 70s, 80s, and those things are tighter than two coats of paint, man. Those things are on there.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, it's always great catching up with you, my friend. It's always good talking baseball. Thanks for your time today. And another game up in the Giants Dodgers rivalry, game three of a four-game series coming up.
Bill, just imagine when we completely open up and there's going to be, 55,000 people down in L.A. and, 50,000 in San Francisco, a hot dog slathered with mustard and a Coca-Cola watching those games is going to be amazing. We got a lot more of that coming on later this year.
It sure does, and I'm looking forward to talking to you as the season progresses. Steve, thanks again for your time.
You bet. Thanks, Bill. Anytime.
All right, that was Steve Sachs on Talkin' Baseball. We're going to be right back on 104.5 680 KNBR, the sports leader.